From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. A generation ago, the mall was the place to be. But with the rise of online shopping, many indoor malls have suffered. A documentary playing at the Sidewalk Film Festival later this month looks at one dying mall here in Alabama. It's called Jasper Mall, named for the shopping center in Walker County, northwest of Birmingham. Co-directors Bradford Thomason and Brett Whitcomb spent a year shooting the film. Thomason tells me their project was inspired in part by nostalgia. It crystallized when Thomason saw the Jasper Mall for the first time.
I was driving back from Nashville one day and, you know, saw that the Jasper Mall was right there and just pulled off and walked around for a little while and was immediately taken by how it looked. You know, it hadn't been remodeled since it opened, and, you know, the fountain was still intact, and, you know, there's real plants inside of it, and the tile is just like the tile work from the malls of our childhood. And I immediately started sending Brett photos of it and said, hey, we got to look closer at this. And once we met the people inside and started to connect with the stories that we tell in the film, you know, I think we knew we had to make the film.
Well, going into this, what did you expect to find at the Jasper Mall?
Honestly, we didn't know. I mean, aside from the aesthetics of the mall, which I think fit the bill, you know, we didn't know who we'd find. And that's why we immediately felt excited, because we met Mike, the caretaker of the mall, who's kind of the main character in the film.
I'm housekeeping, maintenance, security, and I just make sure that at night, if it don't get done, I make sure it gets done in the morning.
I think Mike is the mall. I think he means everything to it, because I think he has the passion and the drive to keep it going, to keep it clean, to keep the maintenance up. I mean, the roof is constantly needing care. Mike does everything he can to kind of keep everybody happy. He's always concerned with what people need. Without him, it would very quickly just, you know, probably not survive, at least in the way that it does.
Tell me a little bit about this logistically and how you shot this. You spent a year there, 2018. I'm guessing you've got hours of footage from just hanging out at the mall.
Yeah, we were there we'd go a couple times a week, and we would just, I mean, there'd be days we'd go when Mike would contact us and say, hey, we're having a quartet performance in the mall today, or there's going to be a carnival here this weekend. And he would alert us to things like that happening. We would also just go with no plan. We'd get there, we'd check in with Mike and see if there was anything going on. And if there was, then we'd follow him around a little bit. If there wasn't, then we would sometimes just sit in the food court with our gear and just wait for stuff to happen, which you can imagine looked kind of strange to have, you know, two people with professional camera gear just sitting in the middle of a mall 8 p.m. on a Tuesday, but we did it.
Well, the film is subtitled A Year in the Life of a Dying Mall, and there is that theme of death throughout the film. Sometimes it's subtle. Early on in the film, a florist comments that they do more funerals than weddings. Then we also see Mike on the phone pleading to try to get a restaurant to come in because a couple other restaurants have closed.
So I guess I'm calling you for help. Please. Anything. I mean, because now the tenants are saying, look, you know, we don't really have anything to eat. You know, they don't want to keep going places. But
was there ever concern of overplaying that theme of death throughout the film?
Honestly, I mean, I don't think so, because it kind of just played itself. We try to be as hands off as possible with people and let them speak to us, you know, so we'll open a dialogue and then just let people speak. And I think the theme of death, which of course does hover over the film, I think it just came out on its own.
Do you think about malls any differently now?
Sure. I mean, I think that I have a better understanding of, even in a mall that, you know, is at 50% capacity or whatever the capacity is at Jasper, there are people who have businesses and have lives, and, you know, there are stories, and there are teenagers coming and going still, you know, and there's a lot of elderly people there. I mean, you know, I knew that there were mall walkers, but I didn't know just how many. I didn't know, you know, how there were regulars. I certainly didn't know there were many who played dominoes in the mall. So, you know, it takes on a sort of community center vibe, I think. You know, when I see a mall that's kind of barely hanging on, or that's not what it once was, I reflect a little bit on the fact that there's probably similar stories in all of them.
Bradford Thomason, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Bradford Thomason. He's co-director of the film Jasper Mall, which will show at the Sidewalk Film Festival.